This is Cruise Control.
Your on-air automotive magazine with co-hosts Fred Staub and Les Jackson. Everything you need to know about new and used cars. Industry news. We'll fix or repair your car on the air. Fasten your seatbelts and let us take the wheel.
Now, your ride is about to begin. Because you're on Cruise Control.
That's right. You are on Cruise Control. Welcome, everyone. It's Fred Staub at the wheel of the Cruise Control van. Over there in the passenger side is my co-host, Les Jackson. We have got an incredible show for you, Les. And I think I'm just going to dive right into it this week because all kinds of big news and a great guest as well is the UK's proposed ban on gas and diesel power cars and trucks, the one they're talking about by 2040, really a ban on the internal combustion engine. We will have the details. Might be surprised.
Absolutely. And greenlighted, the FCA folks get the go-ahead to start building and selling diesels once again. And VW has a fix for its emission woes. So this turns out, Fred, that all of the industry's problems have been cured in the last week.
I'm sure they're happy about that. Maybe they'll take next Monday off because of it. Interesting on the VW story, too, because they're going to sell a lot of these repaired vehicles, and they've got them all over the place, all over the country stored, so we'll tell you about that. Next up, Rolls-Royce rolls out its brand-new Phantom with high-tech and high-design, plus a V12 twin turbo, so no small four-cylinder here.
Yeah, I bought one to go to the grocery store.
That's good. That's good. I bought one to tow my my boat.
Oh, how nice. Well, I'm going to have to buy a Rolls-Royce boat.
Yes.
Or something.
We have a great guest, too, don't we?
We do. Three-time Top Fuel world champion Antron Brown joins us live from Sonoma, California. He's going to fill us in on what it takes to host BBC America's Top Gear America show that's premiering tomorrow. You've seen the ads.
Yep.
He's going to take us behind the scenes, talk about some upcoming episodes.
He sure is. And Antron's a great guy. He's been on the show before. Won the his last race in Denver, Colorado last weekend. He is now on the NHRA Western Swing, as they call it. He's going to be dialing in from the pits in Sonoma, California, and we will talk to him. We got a great interview planned with him. Always a nice guy. I had a chance to check out a screener of the show, as you did. It looks like a fun show, good chemistry between the guys. And they're doing some fun stuff. And, he's definitely going to take us, kind of backstage to see what's going on with the show. A lot of, I can't wait to talk to him because it's going to be a very, very good interview. And we've got that and a whole lot more when we get rolling on this edition of Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. Don't forget, we're on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can link over there and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Got a lot of new links and follows, so keep it going, folks. We appreciate it. We will be right back on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. Listen to the live feed of Cruise Control Radio every Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com to find out how to do it. Is your car starting to show its age? Over time, paint becomes oxidized, faded, and scratched. But you can restore that tired paint and repair those scratches with the paint restoration system from 3M. It's an affordable way to make those repairs in your garage in just one afternoon with basic tools. The kit contains all of the restoration products and polishing pads you need to bring your vehicle's paint back to like-new condition. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com.
You got a great car.
Cruise Control. Welcome back to Cruise Control, your on-air automotive magazine. Sir Reginald Master Stump over here, going over to the UK.
Master Stump.
I say, Governor.
I say. Yes.
Well, that's, by the way, I think I can safely say I do the worst British accent there is.
I would safely say that, yes. Yes. I would safely agree.
But this was a big story. We are talking about the UK.
Yes, we are. This was a big story this week. Most of the press got it wrong.
Yes.
And when it comes to the word electrification or electrify, the press typically thinks that means battery-only car. It does not. It means a number of things. It could mean an electric car with battery only. It could mean a plug-in hybrid. It could mean a hybrid with a gas or even diesel engine. Just means there's electricity somewhere in the drivetrain. Mild hybrid, full hybrid, something like that. Well, there was a big story this week from London, and they said UK is going to ban the sale of gasoline and diesel cars starting in 2040. That would make you think that no more internal combustion engines anywhere in the drivetrain, and they would be banned by 2040, right?
Well, that's right, but that's not the case.
That's not what it means. It means that every car by the year 2040 will have to be some kind of hybrid, some kind of plug-in hybrid, or an electric car. And that's going to be the case anyway long before 2040, don't you think so?
Well, that's very true. In fact, I will state right now, and I'm sure you'll agree, that every car sold in the world by 2040 is going to be electrified.
It just makes sense when you see things like 48-volt hybrids and the weight. You'll actually do better weight-wise with a hybrid than a regular non-electrified car eventually as sizes of batteries come down and you're not using in a traditional starter, all this, that, and the other thing. It sounds big to people that don't know, but it's like stating the obvious. And I don't even think they have to, enforce this with a big, heavy law, because I think that's the way it will be. Now, I don't know whether that means you won't be able to drive your non-electrified car in 2040. I don't know what that means. They might say that. There's also talk that they may go street by street when it comes to the ability to drive, let's say, a diesel engine or diesel truck. So this is the other thing we've talked about on cruise control. It could mean that when you go into a big city, a high density area, you would have to switch over to electric, much like a locomotive does now. Like when they come into Grand Central Station, they're diesel when they're out in the open, but when they go into the tunnels, they switch over to electric and are powered by electric when they're inside. So that could be the future as well, right?
Absolutely. This is inevitable.
Yeah,
as the air quality and the overall environmental quality has to get tougher, the standards, you're going to see electrified vehicles only being used in urban areas for sure, and probably some suburban.
Yeah, yeah. But just to go back to the initial headline, the idea that there would be no internal combustion engine by 2040 is not true. So I think I think that was a little bit of a misunderstanding in a lot of the press. But we're here to clear it up on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. Switching over to FCA, they've had some great diesels, but they haven't been able to sell them until now. We told you a couple of weeks ago on the show that they were beginning production of the vehicles again, and there's a good reason for that, because they have won approval from U.S. and California regulators on Friday, yesterday, to sell 2017 diesel vehicles in the U.S. So it is good news for FCA over there, because that diesel, that V6 diesel in their pickup trucks and the Grand Cherokees has been a popular model. One they've touted a lot, and now they're back to selling it, right?
Absolutely. as of this past week now, you can go buy one. It is legal.
Mm-hmm.
It legally meets emissions.
Yeah.
And it's good word. Good happening.
Yep. When we come back, we're going to take a ride in the Rolls-Royce Phantom, at least in our mind, on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. Don't forget, we're going to talk about Top Gear America coming up real soon. We'll have one of the stars of the show, Antron Brown, as our guest. So keep it tuned to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. For the latest updates on Cruise Control, follow us on Twitter at Cruise Control Rad. That's CruiseControlRad. Cruise Control Rad.
Well, if you really want to go, you have to come up with some snow. I need some cash money.
Cruise Control.
Welcome back to Cruise Control Radio. That line in that song makes sense. I've got to come up with some money.
We need big money to drive this thing.
Yeah, probably over $500,000. That's the price you would pay for the Rolls-Royce Phantom. The new Phantom was revealed in London this week. Redesigned, re-engineered, reimagined. And now it even has glass sculpture in the dashboard.
Yes, it does.
Mm. It was revealed on Thursday. It is built in-house, all aluminium, as they would say, platform, powered by a twin-turbocharged V12 engine, and bespoke, the word you hate, is the word.
Okay, from here on out, we're going to use the word personalized.
Personalized, yes. Well, personalization is the key over at Rolls-Royce. One of the big things they're talking about is you can have an artist, you can commission an artist to put artwork behind the glass in the dashboard. So a lot of people are commissioning sculptures and things like that. And there was a good quote here I want to find. Giles Taylor, head of design for Rolls-Royce, said a key goal was to reinterpret the motor car's dashboard from being a dead expanse into a riveting focal point.
I go along with that.
Riveting
to be
focal
honest.
Point. Yes.
I like the idea. If I had someone personalize the glass, I would have it done like the old Lalique glass work back in the 20s and 30s for the hood ornaments.
Interesting.
Where they kind of frost an image on the back.
That would be cool.
Make it really elegant.
I'm sure they could do that. Now, interesting tech and some interesting bits of information about the vehicle. The new Phantom has 287 pounds of sound insulation, thicker double glazing in the windows, and makes the car 10% quieter at 60 miles an hour. Of course, Rolls Phantoms were always known for being super quiet. Yes, they still have the umbrellas in the doors. In the rear, customers have several choices for personalizing the car less. Use that word instead of the B word. They can choose individual seats with armrests, individual seats with a center console, a lounge seat, or a new sleeping seat. By the way, the console includes a drinks cabinet with whiskey glasses and a decanter, champagne flutes, and a cooling box.
That's very, very traditional on Rolls-Royces.
That is a cooling box. It's not a fridge or a ice.
That's right. But so, a gentleman always traveled with his alcohol cabinet.
Hmm. You know,
not a great idea.
Not in the front.
You
don't necessarily have to travel with it all the time. I agree, but. There's a 12.3-inch screen in the front for the driver that replaces traditional dials and delivers such information as navigation instructions. That sounds like taking a page out of Tesla with a big screen like that.
Yes.
And, of course, there's a Wi-Fi hotspot, which is interesting, but actually GM has that in a lot of cars. course, the doors open, the rear doors open coach style, which they call coach style. We used to call them suicide doors. I think the
that's right.
Folks,
I like
Rolls,
them. I've always liked them.
I like them. I like them. True. You just don't want to open them while you're underway. I don't think you can. And then they have a new system on the Rolls called Flag Bearer, which adds a stereo camera. It can read the road ahead to adjust the air suspension to better cope with road bumps.
Well, we need that.
We need
country.
That.
Our roads are terrible.
I know. So that is cool technology. One of the interesting things about this, I always found this interesting, how technology works. It starts out at the top and then works its way down. That Rolls-Royces have a GPS system, of course, a navigation system. But the navigation system also knows when there's a hill coming up and will downshift the car, put it into the proper gear, incredibly proper gear, to make the ride smoother, make it more efficient, right? All by GPS, knowing, okay, we're going to pull a hill, let's knock it down a gear or two. Now, that's pretty cool. You know what other car uses that? Or the other manufacturer that uses that?
Cadillac, right?
Kia.
Oh, that's right. Yes, Kia has that.
Yeah, Kia has that. So it's kind of funny that two kind of diametrically opposed manufacturers have the same technology. So a little more on that engine, 6.75 liter V12, twin turbocharged. The power is up to 563 horsepower, and the standard car will accelerate from 0 to 62 miles an hour in 5.3 seconds, which is pretty impressive for a big
That's
car like that.
Wasn't long ago that Corvette did it in 5 to 6 seconds.
Yep. Top speed is limited to 155, which is not a bad limit. Right?
I dare say that's a comfortable speed limit.
Yeah. Beautiful car.
I will say the inside, I'm not happy about the orange leather that we're looking at, but the inside itself is just incredibly nice looking.
And a wonderful two-tone. I've always liked two-tone paint. You haven't seen it that much lately, but I've always thought two-tone paint was pretty cool on cars.
Yeah.
And this is a silver on silver. So I think the last time it was used, it was sometime in what they call the malaise era of the 80s, and they had two-tone paint.
Yeah, Chevy Impalas even had that for a while, where the slab side was one color and the
roof was another.
Trunk and the top was another.
Yeah, I think the only car now that does it, car that most people can buy, would be Mini, and you get different roof colors. And Mustang, I think, does it too. So, hey, we are excited about what's coming up after the break. Antron Brown is going to join us right from the track from Sonoma. He is racing this weekend. Of course, he is the three-time NHRA world champion in Top Fuel. He is also got another unique project. It is Top Gear America. He is one of the hosts. It's going to be premiering tomorrow on BBC America. I had a chance to take a look at it. It is a good show, a lot of fun. Looks like all three hosts are having fun building that all-important chemistry on any of the Top Gear franchises. So he's going to kind of take us behind the scenes, tell us what he's been driving, and how he got involved with that project. We're excited about that. He's going to be coming up after the break. And we're actually, you know, I think it's great of Antron to join us from the racetrack, because he's, you know, he's got some other things on his mind today, and getting qualified and getting ready for tomorrow's race. So busy man, Antron Brown, but I'm glad he's joining us. And hey, you are listening to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. Don't forget, we are on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can check us out over there as well. And, you know, I what I'm interested to find out is what cars Antron has driven on Top Gear America, and what would he like to drive? You know, because they don't all get to drive all of the cars, Les. That's
right.
you know. And I wonder if, you know, for example, one of the hosts got to drive the Acura NSX, which is an amazing car. I certainly would want to have my time at the wheel too. If, like, let's say you had that as a press loan, and
well, that's right. Of course, they're filming in separate areas at the same time, and you know, you have to, you get assigned which one you're going to do, and that's the way it is.
I guess so. Well, we'll get filled in from Antron Brown after the break. So stay tuned, because we're just getting rolling on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We will be right back. Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com.
Cruise Control.
Well, maybe it's a variety of large automobiles that you'll be driving. Welcome back to Cruise Control Radio with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We are glad you're along for the ride. Got a great segment now. We got Antron Brown up real early because he's out in Sonoma, California, racing. But we got him up real early to talk about a really cool project he's working on. He is part of Top Gear America. It's a show that's going to premiere tomorrow night on BBC America. We're excited to have Antron on. Antron, welcome back. You were on talking about on Cruise Control, talking about racing a couple of years ago. And it's always good to have you on.
It's always good to be on Cruise Control, you know, and you know, back at my neck of the woods where I grew up at, out there on the East Coast, and always was a big fan of it. And now with the new Top Gear America show come out, man, I'm just excited, man. I'm like nerves, excited. It feels like I'm about to go to first round in my Top Fuel car.
That's right. But you know what the deal is here? It's all done and it's ready to broadcast. So unlike the Top Fuel car, you can't change anything. You can't say I'll be a little quicker off the line or anything like that. It's set to premiere tomorrow. Les and I had a chance to see it. And I think we're going to start with you telling who are the players in the show, because you got two other buddies in the show. And what are their backgrounds?
Well, you got William Fichtner, who's actually a TV movie star, and everybody about Bill is that a lot of people know his name and a lot of people don't know his name, but when you see his face, everybody knows who he is. Everybody, no matter where you go.
That's right.
When we were showing up on set, we were in Baja, Mexico, brother. Baja, Mexico. People came up speaking Spanish, talking about You're Bill. So it was too cool to see that. And then we have Tom Ford, who's over. He's actually one of the editors of Top Gear, the magazine. And he does, I mean, talking about the guy that knows cars. He's been doing his whole life. And he's also did some stuff for the original Top Gear show and stuff like that. So he's no stranger around cars. And, of course, myself, who I grew up around racing, around muscle cars my whole life, and not just driving them or racing them, but also fabricating and building them and always working on new modern technology that they use in the automotive world right now that I've been using for over 20 years.
You guys, we've seen the first episode, and you guys really do seem to already have a camaraderie. I'm going to assume there's a lot of competition between the three of you that we don't see. That's probably a lot of fun.
Les, let me tell you something.
Is that true?
You hit it right on the nose with that one, for sure. So what you see there is, you know, we hit it off so good so early because it's like we're just not on the show. Bill, thing about people don't know is that Bill is a drag racing NASCAR enthusiast, and he loves racing. Cool. So, and then besides that, he's the old school muscle car guy. So Bill likes everything that's old, that has the classic style. But I have respect for the classic style, but I'm more of like your retro guy. I like the old school classic style, but I want to put all the new powertrain underneath of it. You know what I mean? And I like to bridge the gap between the old to the new. And Wookie, he is just all out about style, performance, and he has respect for the old cars, but he's all about the new modern era with all the bells and whistles, with all the electronics, how it comes in, how it plays. And what happens is that we all have different viewpoints on different things, yet we hardly never agree, and it's very seldom that we do agree. But we all have valid points, and sometimes we prove each other wrong. And when we do, it's not one of those smiling moments. It's like, yeah, I got you. You better recognize.
So is the Antron, let's talk a little bit about the show. I mean, I'll tell, some, if it's okay, I will tell some of our listeners, or all of our listeners, about what you do. I know you've got a segment coming up with VW Beach Buggies, something I used to see all the time growing up. I don't see them anymore. You had a lot of fun with that. And then Wookiee got a chance to drive an Acura NSX. I'm wondering if you got a little seat time in that as well.
You know, I didn't get to go out to the Honda and actually drive the Acura, but I got to sit in on it when we did the live studio taping. We brought it for the stick to do the laps around the racetrack with it. So that car, man, I mean, Wookiee got to drive that one, and that one there was just truly amazing, just learning about it. And when I saw it live in person and got to sit in the car, and it was pretty incredible. Without telling all the other people who haven't saw the show yet, that makes them want to watch the show on Sunday.
Yes.
Because that car right there, it's just what Honda does. They are innovators in technology, and they're always a lot of the first ones to bring it out to the road. And they're just showcasing it. They're showcasing all their motorsports and their their ingenuity that they do on cars week in, week out. But now they're bringing it to the street from their motorsports era, and they're combining everything all in one with, like, the hybrid technology with electric motors to a 570 horsepower engine, and they're making it, putting it to the test.
Now, what you need to do, Antron, is talk to the folks at Acura, get that drivetrain and put it under an older body of some kind, and that would be pretty trick.
Well, I can't tell you, but on some episodes, you're going to see some old-school cars that we have done with some of that technology in it. Can't let it out the bag, but it's going to be pretty cool.
Good tease, though. Good tease.
That's great, because really, nobody's really done that to any extent other than the shows where they just build the cars for somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, now when you sat in the NSX, I got a chance to sit in it also this past winter, and it really does feel like a car that's in it there. And they're kind of rare that feels truly like an extension of your arms and feet.
Yes, the NXX.
I'm sure you.
What I see and when I look at it, though, in my personal opinion, because me being a guy that comes from sport, you know what I mean? I look at motorsports like racing as sport. You get what I mean? Where that is a car. It's kind of like the Bionic Man of cars. You get what I mean? It's like they built it better. Yeah. They gave it electronic limbs that are better than the old standard, as you would call it, manual limbs. You know what I mean? It's all automatic. And what what the car really does on the drive assist, it'll take an average driver and make them a great driver. You get what I mean? and when I saw it, like, it made Wookiee look good. You know what I mean? and I was like, look, you ain't no race car driver. He goes, I know. So what it does, when I look at it, I was like, you know what? I said, it kind of takes, when I look at a car and I look at a driver, the driver is the heart and soul of the car. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of stepping in it. And for me, that was my argument, where it's kind of taking the driver out the seat. Now, don't get me wrong. If you overdrive it, you will get out of control and cause some crazy stuff to happen. You're really in trouble when it gets out of control. But when you're not, you could take corners like you've never seen before, like you've never driven before. And it'll put your head through the window, through the side, like, you know, actually through your side window, and it'll still be turning without skidding out. You get what I mean? So the car was very, very impressive when I looked at it, and it shocked us on the show. So when you see it and you see the lap times the Stig does in it, you're going to be pretty impressed with it for sure.
It is called Top Gear America. Antron Brown is one of the three on the show. Great show. I love the Baja Beach segment, too. That looked like a lot of fun, driving
that
along the beach.
That did look like fun.
I went out there to Baja, because I've never been out to Baja before, and I have a lot of friends that race trophy trucks and race the big trucks, you know, like those three-quarter million, $1 million race trucks. That's how much they cost.
Yep.
Wow.
And they were amazing. But when you get out there, like how they first started in a Beetlebug that has about 70 horsepower, and you have a real low end gear because you're only moving about 20, but it feels like you're moving like 80. You get what I mean? So
engine screaming. So,
the engine screaming. And you're just like, and you got the Beetlebug winding. It was fun going up and down the hills, but when you hit the beach, you were like, all right. And then you're riding behind your Padres, and they're blasting sand in your face, and you can't see, and you're spitting.
Yep.
And everything else. I mean, it was a wild ride, a wild trip. But, you know, when you're talking about fun, the fun factor meter was pegged. It was literally pegged. And when we went through our bumps and bruises of breaking down and things not working and just doing that, it was true Top Gear fashion where I was like, stuff happens for real. I'm used to stuff not breaking down.
All right, well, Antron,
you know
hold
I mean?
It up
but
right
we
there. Hold it up right there. We're going to take a break right after this, and we'll have more with Antron Brown and Top Gear America. So just keep it tuned. Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com. Feeling a little dim? Don't blame your brain or the weather. Hazy headlights may be the problem. Hazed or cloudy plastic headlights can reduce your vehicle's visibility on the road, making it very difficult to see the road and for other cars to see you. Now you can restore plastic headlight lenses to like-new clarity with the Lens Renewal Kit from 3M, an easy-to-use solution for removing the yellowing and hazing that reduces headlight performance and visibility. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com.
Cruise Control.
Welcome back.
Control Radio with Fred Staub
and Les Jackson. We're glad you're along for the ride. We are riding along with Antron Brown, who has woken up early to join us. He's out in Sonoma, California for the NHRA. And we are talking about the great show he's involved with, Top Gear America, premiering tomorrow night on BBC America. You've got to check it out. The chemistry between the three hosts is great. They're off to a great start. And Antron, I gotta give you a little bit of ragging here, because I was reading some of the BBC America press stuff, and it said the lovable Antron Brown.
Well, you know,
I'm wondering, when you pull up to the line tomorrow in the first round, they'll say, in the left lane, the lovable Antron Brown at the wheel of the Matco Toyota Dragster. What do you think?
Now look, I give everybody love, even tough love, like that big brotherly love, okay? You know what I mean? So what they mean by lovable, I can tell you, is because I'm always smiling. It's never a bad day in my life.
That's
the way I live. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but when
are.
I'm racing,
on your show,
I don't like losing, brother. Trust me. So the smile's off when the helmet's on.
Also, Wookie said you drive slow. And I was like, he must have you confused with somebody else. Because, I mean, you're driving 300 miles an hour on the track, 0 to 100 in less than a second. I don't think that qualifies as slow.
Well, you know, Wookie always likes to point out, you know, the complete opposite of what a person is all the time. You're going to notice that on the show. That's just his mannerism and his jokes that he's got. So it's all good. And I love when he calls me Grandma, because on the show, when we do our competitions, wait to see who's always behind Grandma.
Oh, boy. Well,
but that's the fun of it.
That is the fun of it.
And then you can tell Bill that he's got to stop driving grandfather clocks and getting something a little newer.
That's right. Or stop checking his hair in the mirror. Yeah, that's exactly it. You're going to take us, I know there's a, and we're even going into the second week now, that you're going to kind of take us behind the scenes, how the show is made. That's something I'm really interested in, being a TV guy. You're going to show us something called The Ultimate Arm, which sounds like it might be a late night infomercial for, you know, some gadget to get the ultimate arms. But this is a pretty cool apparatus.
Yeah, and the thing about it is not get into it too much because don't want to mess up the episode coming up, you know. And it's the way they actually do a lot of cool films and catch a lot of cool angles, especially with, like, in all the car scenes and all the stunt scenes. And people never realize how close the camera actually is to the vehicle, or how it's, like, on top or inside the vehicle, or how it catches all the different angles, why the cars are still speeding at, like, 80 miles an hour, 90 miles an hour, to over 100-plus miles an hour. And they always catch these cool scenes. They're like, is the car really moving? Yes, the car's really moving. It's really doing what it does. But it has one of these cool pieces of technology and machinery catching all the angles. And it's really going to bring it to light. And it's pretty cool on how it's done. In an episode two, you'll actually get to see all that stuff up close and personal.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you know, that's neat, because we love to see how these things are produced.
Yeah, kind of lift the veil, as they say, and see, yeah, see behind the scenes. We should repeat again, the show is called Top Gear America, and it is premiering tomorrow night on BBC America. People should check their local listings, right? That's what everyone says. BBC America tomorrow night. You going to have a big party to watch it with the whole crew?
Yeah, actually, it depends on where you're at. It's going to air over here on the West Coast, like right when we're finishing up racing on Sunday. So I think in our big hospitality area with all of our fans, I mean, our race out here in Sonoma is jam-packed. It's sold out, and they just been pubbing it. So we're going to have a big party in the pits for all the fans to say after the race to come check it out.
So many things to ask, but I got to ask, how did you, a very successful drag racer, three-time world champion Top Fuel, and doing well this season, how did you get involved with a TV show?
Yeah, I'd tell you what, I never knew if I want, like, I always did different segments here at the racetrack, doing different stuff on our local networks, like a Getting Down with Brown segment. And I always was able just to be
like
myself, just do me and have fun. And I did, several years back, I did a whole TV episode on Storage Wars with Barry Weiss. And then and then I also did a whole episode on BBC Worldwide with Idris Elba on his No Limit show, where I was his mentor for drag racing, because he was doing all the stuff from the Red Bull airplanes to rally cars to drag racing on the beach. And then he wanted to drag race in a dragster and learn from the best. And the coolest part, he picked me. He picked me. So
you're not bad. Well, first of all, we should talk a little bit about racing. You won last weekend at a very tough track, Denver, because that, like, whatever, you know, you're doing at other tracks, you can throw it out. When you go to Denver, it's a whole different deal because of the altitude and what you have to do to tune the engine.
Yeah, it's a totally different ball game. When you go up in the high altitude, you can't breathe. And when you can't breathe, the car can't breathe. So you can't burn more fuel if you don't have the oxygen to put in it. So we go down there where we're typically 11,000 horsepower before we go there. And when we go up there, we're probably working with six. So 6,000 horsepower, which is still a lot. It's still a lot, but the difference of
I'd
is
say so.
It's a little bit, you know. But the thing about it is that you still can't make the power to make your clutch that you need to have balance work right. And you're trying to keep all the cylinders lit going down the racetrack because you're still cramming some fuel to it. And it's just a balance that you're not used to. And you tear up a lot of stuff because you yank and you yard on your engine harder than you do anywhere else. And you don't have the power. And the main thing is, like, who can survive the mountain? And if you can get out there in one piece, you're happy. But to get out there with a win, you have done something that's pretty phenomenal for sure.
Absolutely. I know it's one of your favorite tracks. And this week, Sonoma, where are you qualified so far? What, you had two sessions, I guess, right?
Right now, we're qualified fourth right now with a 370. And we're in the show, and we're in a really good spot. And our main focus is to get in. And then today, since we're in the show, because we messed up first round of qualifying, and then we last night where everybody moved all around, we end up being the fourth quickest and put us number four. So today won't be too much moving around, but maybe in the last session, if the sun goes down by 5 o'clock where we get to run, we'll go out there and shoot for the number one spot because we're in the show's hard, and we'll get ready for race day on Sunday and give it all we got.
You know, Les, it's a game of strategy. You get four tries.
That's right.
Right, Antron? Four tries to get into a show if the weather's good and you get all the runs in. So it's a strategy. Do you go all out on one and see what the track will hold? Do you just make a nice, safe run and some get in maybe the top half of the qualifying, get a good first round, you know, maybe a soft first-round opponent? Anything can happen when you go up the line. I don't have to tell Antron that, but...
Yes.
And then when it's cooler, do you really go for it where it's, you know, I always said the best air, and you can tell me, Antron, is right before it was going to rain, really heavy air, and you could put a lot of fuel to it. And that seems like the car would go the fastest then. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, the reason being is that we can make good power as long as not up in Denver. But like you said, when the cloud comes in, what it does is it makes the track a lot tighter. Whenever the track is cooler and tighter, we can run harder on it. Now we don't have a problem making power. As long as the air is like at sea level, the closer you are to sea level, the more power you make. And the drier the air, the more power you make. And that's what we look for. And so when it gets cool like that, we can get after it.
All right. Well, Antron, it went too fast. We have to have you back on sometime. You are the best. We appreciate it. The lovable Antron Brown. Check him out on BBC America tomorrow night, Top Gear America. We'll see you soon. We'll see you down the road. Take care.
We appreciate it. Thank you.